afternoon. I'm Khaki Walton. Voices of the South presents Prison Stories 5. Of course, Prison Stories is their latest outreach program, which provides a year-long writing and theater intensive for women currently serving time in the Shelby County prison system. Elaine Blanchard is the program director, and she joins me in the studio this afternoon. It's always such a treat to see her. We're going to hear about the latest chapter in Prison Stories, which has done such good things for so many women. It's so nice to see you.
Nice to be here, Khaki. Thank you.
Well, so tell me when this all got started, Prison Stories 5. When did you go into the system to talk to these women?
This group got together the first time on March the 8th. Mm-hmm. We meet twice a week for 4 months. We read books. We write reflection papers. We share our own stories. We write our stories. And then I create a script from all the stories that the 12 women in the class write. And that's what makes the Prison Stories performance.
And then you get local actors that you know to come in, and they actually read the stories that these women have written.
That's correct.
Oh, my goodness. So how many stories are we going to hear on July the 13th and 14th at Theater South?
Well, there are 12 women in the class, and they each share at least 3 stories. And so really, if you counted it up, there are like 36 stories are in it.
And I imagine we hear some pretty hardcore things from these women who have gone through some very difficult situations.
We hear enough about their lives to recognize that we are all more alike than we are different. The thing about story sharing is that it will not allow us to box each other up into small little stereotypes. Mm-hmm. Like if I were to ask you, what's your name, birth date, and social security number? You could give me that information, and I could still limit you into some small notion of what it must be like to be Khaki Walton. Mm-hmm. But if I ask you, tell me about the day you got married. Where were you? Who was there, and what made you cry that day?
Everything.
And so you share that story with me. I'm going to connect with you, and I'm going to realize, wow, Khaki is a whole person just like me. So that's the power of story sharing. The women in the jail share their stories. We receive them and recognize, oh, she's a lot like me. I've been there. I've felt that before.
Because there are universal feelings that we all have. And,
yes.
And I imagine for these women to be in that situation, to be incarcerated, to hear someone speaking about their life and know that they wrote down these circumstances that occurred, that has to empower them so much and give them such a feeling of worth.
And dignity. Mm-hmm. It really dignifies their experience. Mm-hmm. And their family, too, because when we perform inside the jail, their family members come, their husbands, moms, children, brothers and sisters, and suddenly that whole family is united in this pride. That's our story, and people want to hear it. It's been dignified by this process. That's what art does for us as human beings.
It transforms,
yes.
You know. Well, you actually have Irene Crist from Playhouse on the Square,
yes,
directing Prison Stories 5.
I'm so excited to be working with Irene.
She's terrific.
Uh-huh. Yes,
so
she's
put this all together, and I guess you probably collaborate with her. Let's weave this into a cohesive evening.
Right.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Well, who are your actors for this chapter?
This time we have Leah Nichols, Brooke Sarden, Mandy Martin, Randy Sluter, Jacqueline Suffel, and Ann Wallace.
And a lot of these folks, Leah Nichols, of course, has Evergreen Yoga, and she's an actor who people have seen in August Osage County at Playhouse on the Square. Randy Sluter has done a lot of theater work around town, too. And some of these women actually do other jobs to help others in the community. They work with bridges. They work with other...
Stand for Children.
Yeah.
Yes.
So talk about this. You have guests who come into the prison system when this is sort of in the embryonic stage, I guess.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So tell us who came in this time to participate in the blossoming of these stories.
I bring in artists, creative people, so they can share their creative story and inspire women.
Mm-hmm.
Linda Crowley is a visual artist here in town, and she came into the class, and we made art. We made vases and flowers to go in the vase, and it was beautiful, and we enjoyed it so much. She just brought beaucoups of beautiful things that we could put together. And then the most amazing thing, Linda took those flowers that we had made, so cheerful, so colorful, and gave them to residents at a nursing home here in town, which allowed the women in the class to be the giver.
Yeah.
And it was so special. Then Linda took pictures of the people receiving those gifts and brought it back for the women in the class to see the joy on the faces of those who had received their gifts.
Oh, that had to be so, I mean, your heart just had to be bursting.
Yes, yes. I love the generosity of this community.
Auntie Geary and Sarah Ledbetter are actually a Project Motion, and they came out too.
They came, and they do movement and dance with the women, and just to be able to get up and enjoy moving your body is so inspiring. And stories come after some time of movement that would have stayed stuck otherwise without the movement.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So who else showed up?
Deanna Stark is an ORF instructor here in town. That's a kind of a music teacher.
Oh, yeah.
And she came out and brought drums for everybody. So we sat in a circle and we drummed for an hour, and each person took a turn being the leader, and we followed their rhythm. It was wonderful.
That's fun. I've done drum circles, and it's neat because a lot of people will start out with their own rhythm, and all of a sudden, before you know it, there's this cohesive sound. Everybody's playing as one.
Yes.
It's one of the most uplifting things I've ever done.
It brings tears to your eyes when you suddenly realize, oh, we're all together on this without a plan. We're just there.
And it's all instinctive. Virginia Murphy from Playback Memphis, and they do great work in town.
They certainly do. And when Virginia comes in, she teaches the class how to do playback so that they can listen to each other and play back the story that each other tells.
Mm-hmm.
It's very powerful. Mm.
Ellen Morris Pruitt, she's been a good friend of this station for so many years, and she's an inspirational woman, and she's a wonderful writer.
She brings her writing because she's been published in all sorts of magazines and books, and so she brings just this collection of things and talks to the circle about being published, about how to edit your work, and what her process is as a writer. It's a very valuable experience to have Ellen as a guest.
So these performances, they're going to be Friday, July 13th, and Saturday, July 14th at Theater South, and that's in the basement of First Congregational Church.
Correct, at 8 o'clock that night.
8 o'clock that night. And you're going to have a live musical component?
That's right. Tamar Love, a cello player, is going to do the music underneath the performance.
Oh, and I love the sound of a cello.
I do too.
And having live music with these
stories is like
a
whole new character, another dimension of the performance. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Virginia Ralph played guitar and did original music for Prison Stories 4.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing what live music like that can contribute to the performance.
Oh, you're right. Well, how much are tickets to this event?
$20 suggested donation. If you don't have $20, please come anyway. If you've got $10, we'd be glad to have it to make sure this program can be sustained.
So that's what your dollars are doing. You're helping Elaine and all of the great folks that she gets together go into the prison system and work with these women and give them a whole new feeling of self-worth and dignity. And that's, my goodness, if that's not money well spent, I don't know what is.
It's a chance for all of us to have an improved future story.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we help to improve the story of any of our neighbors, we improve the story of our entire city.
Mm. You have ongoing fundraising happening now. I know you just had a fundraiser last weekend, weekend before last?
That's right. At First Congregational Church, Virginia Ralph did a concert of her original work on piano and guitar, and we had a silent auction. It was lots of fun. And we're doing an online fundraiser now. It's www.indiegogo.com/prisonstories. That Indie is I-N-D-I-E, go-go. If you go there, you can contribute to the work of Prison Stories.
And you were saying earlier that if everybody gave $5, and this is something we say during Pledge Drive all the time, if everybody listening would give $5,
we would have our $5,000 goal soon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, I hope everybody will do that. And it's easy to do online. And you ought to click the give button and know that you just did something meaningful and powerful.
Yes, to make a difference.
To make a difference. So you keep doing this year after year, and I had it just very quickly, and I know we've talked about it before. We always have to remember that some folks listening may not understand how this whole idea got started. So you want to tell us a little brief summary of how you decided to do this program?
I did my own story, a one-woman show called For Goodness Sake, and the audience response was so powerful, and it meant something to the audience to hear my story, and my story took life in other people's stories. And I thought, well, who most needs to be heard? Who most needs to have their story valued? And I went out to the county jail and said, could I sit with a circle of 12 women here and dignify their stories and make art out of it? And that's how it started.
I love it. And it's gone on for, well, this is the fifth chapter. So you do one a year?
We do two a year.
Two a year.
Yes.
Okay. So, gosh, talk about somebody who's giving back in a major way, which you can do too when you can contribute. You can get tickets and make reservations or get more details by calling Voices of the South at 726-0800. And I want to see if we've left anybody out, because I don't think that we have. We covered everybody who visited the class, and we talked about the musician. We talked about the actors.
And Gail Black is the stage manager, and we have two interns. We have Miranda Fisher and Holly Taylor from the University of Memphis.
Well, thanks to all of them for doing their part, and we hope that you'll do your part by coming and hearing some stories told by some amazing actors in town. Again, a suggested donation of $20. If you want more information, you can go to voicesofthesouth.org, and you can make reservations by calling 726-0800. And I want to thank Elaine Blanchard. She's the program director of Prison Stories, and they're presenting Prison Stories 5 at Theater South in the basement of First Congregational Church. And I can't wait. I can't wait to hear the new batch of stories. And thank you for coming in to talk to us
thank
about
you
it today.
Thank you so much, Khaki.
It's always a pleasure to see you.
Thanks.